It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Rachel Vasquez, in for Brian Watt. The rest of the country will now follow California's lead in banning affirmative action from college admissions. Yesterday's ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court found that race as a factor in admissions is unconstitutional. State public colleges and universities have used race-neutral admissions since 1996, when voters passed Proposition 209. Maria Ledesma has studied the impact of that. She's a professor at San Jose State University, focused on the sociology of higher education.
It's well documented that the UC system saw a drastic drop in application numbers, you know, quite frankly, immediately after the passage of Proposition 209, and by 50% or more. And while for Latino numbers, there has been, you know, a slight, you know, modest correction, really, we've not seen the same with the numbers of Black student applicants. So it's been a long time legacy that we're still trying to recover from.
Ledesma says the UC system has tried other ways to improve the diversity of its schools.
Things such as considering socioeconomic status more, also looking at geographic diversity, more recently moving away from requiring standardized testing. But at the end of the day, there has been no substitute for race-conscious policy.
The Supreme Court's ruling also means that the ban on the practice here will be expanded. That means private colleges in California are facing a new reality. And joining us to talk more about that is Reverend Paul Fitzgerald, president of the University of San Francisco. Father Fitzgerald, thanks for joining us.
Rachel, it's my pleasure, and thank you for airing this really important conversation and this topic.
Of course. Well, I'm guessing USF has been thinking about this case for a while now. What's your reaction to the ruling?
Well, the ruling is quite disturbing and really quite challenging to us. The University of San Francisco ranks number two in the country for ethnic diversity among our students. So we've spent decades building out an academic program to welcome a student population that looks like the future of our nation.
So how will this ruling change how USF goes about its admissions process going forward?
At the University of San Francisco, we use what many, many universities use, which is called the Common Application. And currently in the Common App, an applicant can check a box designating their race or ethnicity. If this Supreme Court ruling means that the Common App has to block out that particular question on the application form, and USF does not have access to a student identifying their race or ethnicity, we can ask the student to write a 150-word essay describing to us who they are. And so that we can then still make a holistic admission decision based on the totality of this person's expression, not only of their academic aptitude, but also of who they are as a person and who we want to admit into our diverse, equitable, and inclusive community.
I saw on USF's website that nearly half of first-year students identify as Black, Latino, or multicultural. Can you say a little bit about how USF has considered race in student admissions prior to this ruling?
We have deliberately gone out to recruit at high schools that serve those three minority communities, also indigenous communities. And then we have a variety of programs here in African-American studies, our Black Achievement Success and Engagement program, which offers all kinds of extracurricular supports for Black identified students. And our Black students, you know, 8-9 years ago, we were not doing very well with our Black students. And so we did the research, we looked at best practices, and we crafted a support program, which has seen a tripling of the Black student population. 10 years ago, there was a retention gap. Very gifted, capable Black students were transferring away in large numbers because they weren't feeling the love. They weren't feeling whatever they weren't getting here, they sought someplace else. Now they are staying and contributing greatly to our community.
And beyond admission, could this ruling have an impact on things like scholarships and financial aid?
At the University of San Francisco, it will not have an impact on how we construct financial aid packages for our admitted students. Our own institutional financial aid packages and our financial aid that we offer students from the University of San Francisco's budget really comes from two sources. One would be from the endowment, and there are specific endowments where the donor has said, you know, first priority is a nursing candidate from the Central Valley. Okay, we'll honor that commitment. as we look at who's actually enrolled and coming to USF, we can match them up with scholarships in our endowment fund that they fit. For those students who we can't find a particular scholarship, we give them an institutional grant, which comes out of the operating budget. So this ruling will have no effect at all on how we can award scholarships that make a USF education possible for every student.
Well, Father Fitzgerald, what is your message to students of color considering USF?
Please come and visit. Come and meet our students. Come and see how people from religiously different backgrounds, different expressions of gender and sexuality, different expressions of what it is to be a human person, including their experience growing up as a member of a certain ethnic community, and the positive experiences that they bring with them and the negative experiences that they bring with them. And then we form a community that not only seeks to understand, but seeks to reconcile and seeks to empower the leaders of a much better tomorrow. Let me just say that, so the University of San Francisco, founded in 1855, is part of a 450-year-old Jesuit higher educational project to see God at work in every human heart and God at work in every human culture, and then to craft an education that prepares people to move from childhood to adulthood and to assume positions of leadership with that sort of a broad global vision of the dignity and the beauty in the diversity of humanity. We're not going to back down from that at USF. And we're going to double down on it. And I think we will continue to attract a diverse, qualified, curious student population who really want to work for a much better future for everybody.
Reverend Paul Fitzgerald, president of the University of San Francisco, thank you.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.